Let's hop in the old Wayback Machine, talk a little 1972 Dolphins right now. Team was up at the White House today. How cool is that in Washington, D.C., to be honored by the president? It was a really neat ceremony. We got a photo gallery, video, the transcript of the president's speech all up at Dolphins.com. And we'll have a full report on what took place tomorrow morning as part of AC in the AM. Columnist Andy Cohen was there. Andy, what was it like today?
It was just a great experience, Jesse. I was fortunate to be included in the official travel party, so I was really privy to everything going on. How about Garo Yeprimian in the meet and greet with Obama, taking a football and throwing Obama a pass, a blind over his shoulder pass, and Obama catches it before it hits the ground?
Garo
taking the credit that it was all the pass. had nothing to do with the catch. It was just great. There was one scene after another. I mean, Don Shula, you know, had a smile on his face that I hadn't seen in years and years. And these 60-something guys acted like kids. You know, the camaraderie, the love they shared for each other. Seeing fans. How about as the players were walking onto the bus after this was over, there were about 25 Dolphin fans lining the gate, chanting overdue to the players. And the players walked over and signed autographs to the fans. It was great stuff. I mean, it was just, we got a great tour of the White House, saw some really, really neat areas. I can tell you, I was telling someone in the car over, the buzz when you wait for the president to come in the room is a little different than the buzz when you wait for the head coach of the Dolphins to walk in the room. I mean, there's always anticipation. I'm not downgrading the buzz when the coach of the Dolphins are in. But when you're in a packed East room and you know the leader of the free world is about to walk in, it's special. It really is. And it's something I enjoyed and took a lot away from. And I hope that in my column tomorrow morning, I really try to provide as much behind-the-scenes information, things that the players experienced that really were out of the public eye over these last couple of days. So it was a lot of fun, and it's something I'll never forget.
Really exciting. Andy Cohen is with us from the D.C. airport, heading back after the trip with the 72 team the last couple of days. Give us maybe, you know, the brief version, not to spoil the column, but, you know, of what took place. I know most of the guys got in yesterday. You know, there was an event last night. Just sort of the timeline of what took place during this trip.
Sure. Last night there was a dinner that started about 7 o'clock, and there were 30 players there, and the only two coaches were Shula and Schnellenberger, and Bob Lundy, who was the trainer of the team, was there as well, and it was a great dinner, and there was a point in the dinner where they had a moment of silence for all of their teammates that are deceased, the coaches that are deceased. It was a very, very touching moment, and then probably 6 or 7 different players each stood up and spoke about what the 72 team meant to them and what this weekend means to them. Mercury spoke about it, and Anderson spoke, and obviously Don Shula was the last to stand up. But it was a very love-filled evening among these guys. And today there was a breakfast in the morning. We all boarded buses at 10:30, and there were 4 different security checkpoints that took about 45 minutes or an hour, and then we got a really neat tour of the White House, mostly on the East Wing, but there's just a lot to see there, and Dick Anderson orchestrated a picture ceremony where he had the players divided up into the years they joined the Dolphins. So he had 1967 players, Greasy, 1968 players, 69, 70. It was a lot of fun to do, and they got a lot of laughs out of that. And then they, as it got closer to the 2:05 kickoff, I should say, that's when Obama spent about 20 minutes with the players and the two coaches, and he greeted each one individually and shared words with them and horsed around with them. And that's when Garo threw him the football. And 10 minutes later, Obama's being introduced into a packed room, and you could hear a quiet buzz in the back of the room of Miami's Got Those Dolphins, the greatest football team. I swear to you, I could hear it. It was like a whisper. It was like 5 or 6 people in the back of the room singing that, and then it kind of died away as soon as Obama said his first words. But But it was really fun. It was really neat. The mayor of Miami was there. There were a lot of soldiers in the room. There were a lot of kids in the room. Everybody really got a big kick out of it. And the moment when Shula stood up from the electrical scooter that he gets around in now to stand next to Obama, there's no way Shula was going to sit through this. He's such a proud man. And for him to stand next to Obama holding the 72 jersey autograph, that was a special moment as well. Jesse, it was just a weekend filled with special moments.
Really, really neat. Andy Cohen was there for all of it. He'll be writing about it on Dolphins.com. You check it out tomorrow morning, Andy. Appreciate it. Have safe travels back to South Florida, and I can't wait to talk to you a little bit more about it in person.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Andy Cohen on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.